morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Order number 12, John Tulsa. Yes.
All right, so I figured that I would show up not in uniform today because I'm speaking for myself, not as a representative of the sheriff's office, but I wanted to bring to you guys' attention basically how things have been going and what we feel about how this table treats our organization. Okay? So my first question, now I'm going to ask a series of questions throughout here. I don't necessarily need them answered. More than likely, these are going to be rhetorical. But I can ask you at the end to answer these questions if you should so choose to do so. But don't answer them right now. I would like to know, why do you guys hate law enforcement? It's a simple question and one that will be easy to answer if you did indeed dislike this profession. So either you hate law enforcement or you hate us as individuals. If this is the case, can you explain why you have a problem with us on an individual level? Stubby, you called and woke my sheriff up one night past midnight. You called to complain about me following you. You claimed that I followed you for more than 10 miles and that I was following you too close. Do you know why I was following you?
I didn't know it was you.
You left the bar around midnight and ran two stop signs before getting onto the highway. I could have stopped you for that. By all accounts, I should have stopped you. I chose not to. I was too close to you because that is how close you have to be to enforcement or you hate us as individuals. If this is the case, can you explain why you have a problem with us on an individual level? Stubby, you called and woke my sheriff up one night past midnight. You called to complain about me following you. You claimed that I followed you for more than 10 miles and that I was following you too close. Do you know why I was following you?
I didn't know it was you.
You left the bar around midnight and ran two stop signs before getting onto the highway. I could have stopped you for that. By all accounts, I should have stopped you. I chose not to. I was too close to you because that is how close you have to be to read a license plate day or night. I only followed you for 2 miles. Running a stop sign after leaving a bar can indicate impairment. Running two of them is absolutely a sign of impairment. But I wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt. What happened as a result? You woke my sheriff up and complained about me doing my job. I had to explain to him what I did, not because he doubted me or how I did my job, but because you called and woke him up to complain about me doing my job. Hoagie, I stopped you one afternoon for using an electronic device while driving. Another deputy, who's sitting right here, standing next to me, stated that she had seen you record her multiple times as she sat running stationary in Glenwood. Do you know why law enforcement frequents Highway 12 on Glenwood and runs radar? Has nothing to do with your bar. Your bar is the farthest thing from our mind. We don't think about it. We don't care about it. We sit on Highway 12 at that section because we're on a hill that has a good vantage point. We're able to observe traffic infractions. Obviously, it worked. I stopped you both. Obviously, Glenham sits between two hills. Sitting between these two hills, we can observe people speeding. I have found people driving more than 90 miles per hour between those two hills at Glenham. Do you want people driving 90 miles per hour as you and your patrons leave your establishment on 12? Especially when that stop sign is so often ignored. I stopped you for violating South Dakota law. And it was the third time you've been observed using an electronic device while driving. Did I give you a citation, or did I explain why you did what was wrong and why it was unsafe? You told me you were documenting us because we're in the area a lot. Define what you consider a lot.
A lot.
Okay, so no definition. I work at a minimum of 40 hours per week. Of that time, I spend 90 to 99% of it on the road. I detest sitting in the office. And like it or not, people who break the law don't have a set schedule and can break the law any time and place that they please. Since we cannot be everywhere, having a presence is essential to our duties. I would rather deter crime than fight it. That is part of my chosen profession and what it is based on, getting ahead of problems. You complain that we're sitting there a lot and that we are targeting the area of your business. You implied that we are targeting your patrons. The day I pulled you over for recording me while driving your vehicle, with your eyes off the road and entirely focused on the phone itself and me, who's targeting whom? I had every right to issue a citation, and I choose not to do so. We are honest, hardworking, and dependable. We give people as many breaks as possible. We do not enjoy jamming people up for no good reason. When feasible, we let people go with warnings and education. There have been times that we could have arrested people and we let them go with an opportunity for change. We are not here to just enforce law, but we are here to serve and protect. I do not understand why we have targets on our backs from this commission. We serve the community as much, if not more, than you do. When a community member dies, we are called out at all hours to investigate. When pulling into our driveway after spending 8 hours working, we're the ones that get a call about a car rolling over and a passenger being ejected. 4 hours later, after we clear that scene, we are the ones that get called back out to go into a fight or go into a couple because a couple got into a fight and it turned violent. You think nothing happens here, and that is because we do our job. We are successful at what we do when you can pretend you still live in Mayberry. Oh, nothing happens here. It has to be easy to work here. I hear that often, and it makes me smile because you do not know what we have done. You complain about Talisa and I working together. I have to believe that that is because we are a couple. There's no rational reason why you would have a problem with two professional officers doing their job and you could not. I am unwilling to throw away my career, nor is she. We do not act like teenagers left alone on Friday night. We are adults. We are trained professionals that work well together. The fact you take issue with this puts our lives and the lives of our community at risk. Rural law enforcement is 34% more dangerous than urban law enforcement. We are more likely to be attacked, injured, assaulted, and killed than our city counterparts. We often work alone in remote areas where backup is a luxury, not a standard. Your constant complaining and badgering has forced our sheriff to attempt to please a group of people who have no clue what it's like to do this profession. In doing so, he has placed our lives at risk and to make people in this county happy that do not like us. You may not consider that in doing so, you have put this community at risk. The times that most officers are needed are after 8 p.m. I know I said earlier there's no set schedule for crime, but statistically speaking, that remains true. Working in low-light conditions with the nearest help being 35 to 45 minutes away and dealing with a combative individual, I am more likely to use force alone than I would with someone there. Having two or more officers on scene has been proven to de-escalate situations more times than not. It gives us more options, more peace, and better protection. I ask again, why do you hate us? Why do you wish us to be harmed? Why do you want the community to be put at risk? You may think you do not, and you will probably say you do not, but your actions speak a lot louder than your words. You complain about us assisting Mobridge Police Department and have said in so many words and ways that Mobridge is not our responsibility. It is in Walworth County. It is our responsibility. Do you want an officer from Mobridge PD to respond alone to an armed suspect or just stab someone? Or why do you want them to be harmed or killed? When there is a fight in the streets of Mobridge, do you want only a couple of PD officers there trying to control a crowd of drunk and disorderly people? Why does their life carry no value to you? I always back up anyone that needs my help. No lines in the sand can keep me from doing what is right for our city or county. We are alone out there, and when I need help, I need it now, and the same goes for them. They may not matter to you, but they matter to me, and I will always help them. These issues you have with my leadership stem from the past. Your actions and decisions now are affecting the present and the future. Do you have any idea how much it costs to train, equip, and deploy a new deputy sheriff? It's around $100,000, according to the National Police Foundation. We came here with a combined 6 years of experience. We hit the ground running and have done our job professionally and correctly. You got a deal with us coming on. We could have got better pay, benefits, and schedules anywhere else in the country. We decided to come here because we like the area and the people. Instead of gratitude, you have painted us into a corner where we feel we have no job security. Not because of our leadership, because of you and your personal issues with our leadership. You are mad at him, but you are taking it out on us and in turn the community. This job is stressful enough without the added nonsense conducted at this table. How do you think it feels to know the commissioners of this community believe we are a waste of money as someone sworn to protect the community? When the people of Walworth County have the worst days of their lives, they are not calling any of you, they are calling us. They call 911 and ask for help. If we instead had them contact you directly and had you deal with these problems, then you might have a better frame of reference. Right now you do not. This is not your profession. I will never tell another professional outside of my expertise and experience how to do their job or give you the right to tell us how to do ours. You think you are doing the people here a service, but you are literally defunding the police. That has never worked in any city, county, or state that it has been implemented. Everywhere law enforcement has been defunded has resulted in a cascading effect that has only been fixed by a course correction that requires more money than it was initially intended. You want your communities to be safe and secure, but you scoff at the cost of doing business. This is not a luxury. This is peace and stability, and it comes at a high price. If we leave, no one will come here and do this job. This should be more than evident to the people sitting here, but I will remind you, no one will come here, not with how you treat law enforcement. I was told not to come here by multiple sources because of this commission, but I guess I'm a little hard-headed and rather fight for a dying cause than I would to take the easy road. Instead, I would like to try to get people to adjust their thinking and come to terms with the fact that the world around you has changed and evolved, and it's time that you did as well. Mayberry is dead. Stop dreaming of a fantasy, or you will live in a reality you do not want. From January 2nd, when I started, up until September 10th, 2023, when I wrote this, I had 468 calls for service, 165 traffic stops, 35 investigations, 27 motorist assists, 16 disorderly conflicts or fights, 17 trespasses or removal from property, 15 drug violations, 11 accidents, 5 with injuries, 7 DUIs, 7 domestics, and the day after I wrote this, we ended up assisting another county, taking a predator off the street. All in 250 days of working in this county. Do not say nothing happens here. Do not imply nothing happens here. Do not suggest that we can do more with less. Each sworn law enforcement officer in this county has worked several 18 to 20 hour days. We are subject to being on call anytime we are in this county. We work a complete shift, go home, and then wait for the phone to ring, raising us from our much earned sleep to take care of the problems that the people in this county experience. Without the transport deputies, we would work nonstop some weekends, and not only is that unsafe, it is impractical. Things happen here, we respond to them. Stop pretending we are a burden, a problem, or a political pawn. Our lives have value and matter. Let us do our jobs and give us the support we need. I'm not asking for parades, medals, or even a thank you. That means nothing to me without support. Let us do what we are trained to do and love doing. Stop getting in our way for personal differences and political gain. Let us do our duty. We will not let this community down. We haven't yet.
I'm going to answer his question. For starters, if Josh told you that you followed me 10 miles, well, then I don't know where 10 miles is at, because from Glenham to Sitka is exactly what I told Josh Bolt that vehicle turned around. And secondly, I don't know where you're at in Glenham. But if you find me 2 stop signs right there, one that goes west and one that goes east, otherwise then you don't know what the hell you're doing.
I will be happy to show you.
Damn right, because okay. There's not two steers.
Okay.
Stop sign on the west side, one on the east side.
Cool. Glad you're harping on one thing.
And for more about it, you've been following people that see in broad daylight on their bumper. Broad daylight.
On their bumper?
On their bumper.
I would like to refer back to that as how close you have to be to read a license plate. If you don't like it, don't run stop signs.
I don't know. Do you got cameras on your car?
Absolutely.
I sure do.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the next time you ride on my ass like that, I guarantee you it will happen. So I'll finish it like that.
What will happen? You want to threaten law enforcement in here?
No, a deer might just run out in front of me. Miraculously, a deer could come out. You just never know nowadays, dude.
Okay. This is documented and noted.
I don't care. Because you did exactly what I told Josh you did.
You lied.
I don't know what the hell I did.
You did.
No, I didn't. From Glenham to Sitka.
It's
not
10
miles.
You know, you're right.
I didn't say 10 miles.
I did.
I said from Glenham
to
Sitka. You turned around, or the car turned around.
I have like 5 pages of information, and you're worried about the stupid stop signs you ran. Stop.
No, truthfully, Jim, I would like this man to be done talking, because that's all he's done is ramble. You've never let anybody else talk that long. About what?
Well, if you notice, I am done. It's her turn now.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know why we don't let Jennifer or Linda Beeman in talk that long about anything. So I don't understand why you'd be letting this go on for this long.
So hearing our opinions is not important enough for you?
It is. But when I hear it, and I don't believe exactly what he's saying, if Josh Bull said that, then there's 2 people not telling the truth.
Well, we'll talk about some stuff after I read mine, okay? We can leave this sleeping dog lie with this right now. So let's move on to mine.
Right.
Sirs, John has confronted the brunt of issues. I don't think we need to rehash that. I do think, however, you need to hear about my calls for service. Since January 2nd, 2023, when I first started here, I have responded to 595 calls for service of the 2,000 and some change for our area. This includes a large amount of paper services, 177, which as a deputy, I do have a constitutional obligation to do. I'm not going to break down all of my calls for service, but I'm going to highlight the variety of things that I respond to and do. I've had ambulance calls, which range from lift assists to violent people, to violent residents at the care home, to overdoses, heart attacks, strokes. Some of these calls I have been woken up for in the middle of the night. I have to drive fast to a location 20 plus miles and minutes away and hope I can help in some way before the EMTs get there. 10 calls have been animal calls. Again, being woken up sometimes at 4 a.m. to go chase someone's cattle back through the fence and hope we can find a landowner. Only to be berated by said landowner because they don't know who's renting that right now. I've had 12 citizen assistance civil calls. Some of these calls have been giving a transient person a ride to a safe, different place so they're not walking on my highways in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. Some of these calls are simply adults who refuse to solve their own problems and want me to do it for them. Others truly are folks who need help, but not in an urgent or criminal way, and some of these calls are just for me to be present because someone has made threat against another, or there's an ugly divorce or a fight, and adults can't act right. I've had 5 or so death investigations, most fairly simple, old age sickness, some strange or a little sinister. Each time I must face grieving families and still do my job to make sure if something was off about their loved one passing away, I catch it. And now for the rest of what I do. I've investigated money fraud and scams, rapes, sexual assaults. I've seen child sexual exploitation material, child pornography. I keep track of sex offenders and make sure they're compliant. Same goes for folks on bond or probation. I have to do UAs sometimes and PBTs. I patrol school areas, and I go to the little towns in our county because presence is important. And apparently this is an issue for some folks, that we patrol the whole county that we work in, that we do stationary radar or traffic observation in high traffic areas. I go to stranded motorists and blizzards and check on folks who are broken down, putting myself at risk to help others. I do these things unquestionably and without hesitation. I've dealt with calm and violent people who are drunk or under the influence of drugs or narcotics. I've had to break up fights and search dark basements with my gun out to find a violent offender who attacked somebody else who could possibly be armed. I've had people scream at me, spit at me, call me names and all kinds of offensive words, and spew vitriolic hatred at me. I've arrested reckless, drunk, and high drivers on the same highways y'all drive every day. I've responded to all manner of car crashes and accidents. I've pursued felons and drug users and unsavory folks who put the lives of the general public in grave danger. And I feel like there is a lot of audacity for some of the things that have been said, either underhanded, the jibes, the comments that have been made during commission meetings and to others around you afterwards. We watch every single one. We hear. I've been personally harassed by one of you because we are in the area a lot. That is unfortunately not for you to decide when and where I am allowed to be. And so far as a constitutional right to film me, yes, you absolutely have that right. And I will always defend your constitutional rights. However, when you break the law to exercise your rights, it becomes a problem. You are fortunate to have a sheriff that runs this department as well as he does with what he has to deal with. I worked for a county that did not have that, and it was awful. I left that county, and that man is no longer sheriff. I was warned about this department not because of Josh, but because of some folks in this community. And so far, what I have been told has been right. There are claims that we are wasting money and fuel. You say we don't know what we are doing and we don't know how to do our jobs. That is very presumptuous. Your jobs are to ask questions and make good choices for the county, which generally you do. But I would never presume to come tell you how to do your jobs outside of this. It is not appropriate to tell me how to do mine. I have arrested folks who treat me more respectfully than some people in this community. I've put people in handcuffs and charged them with life-changing felony charges holding them accountable for their poor actions, and they are still more respectful than some people in this community. Some of the things that have been said behind our backs are just awful. I did not come here to get dragged into a quagmire of personal issues. Whatever long-term issues some folks may have with the sheriff's office or the people in it, you may feel free to leave me out of it. I have enough on my plate on a daily basis.
I want to make one more comment to you, John. I would really like to know, why did you not pull me over? You said you were giving me the benefit of it.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to say that you're not doing your job. If I broke the law, you should have pulled me over.
You're absolutely right.
I wish you would have.
I wish I would have, too.
Because I would have had fun fighting this.
You know, everything is recorded, right?
You should have stopped.
Otherwise, if there are any other questions,
let's move on.
I'd like to comment. Sure.
Yes, sir.
As sheriff for 16 years, I know exactly what you guys are going through, and I appreciate every hour you put in for Walworth County. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
If there's nothing else, we'll leave you.
Let's move on.